have two patients here. First patient, Noah, N-O-A-H, last name Bell, B-E-L-L. Date of birth, 12/21/07. Date of service, 5/16/23. This is a 15-year-old male patient here with a complaint of a sore throat and sinus congestion. He has had these symptoms for approximately 1 week off and on. It felt a little bit worse this morning. He decided to come in and see us for evaluation. Period to paragraph. There is no other issue, no high fevers, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no activity intolerance. Carries on his usual everyday activities in normal fashion. Period. In a paragraph, blood pressure, 117/53, pulse 58, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenating at 100% on room air, current weight 138. Period. In a paragraph, symptoms better with rest and aggravated with activity. Period. In a paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative. Period. In a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well nourished, well developed, well groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears do show bilaterally. Tympanic membrane erythema. Right is worse than left. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous. Mild strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart. Positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of the exam is unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute otitis media bilateral and acute pharyngitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875 POBID times 10 days, number 20. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Period. New paragraph. Next patient. Cooper LaBeouf, L-A-B-U-F-F. Date of birth, 10/28/06. Date of service, 5/16/28. This is a 16-year-old young man. Here today complaining of right arm and right shoulder pain. This patient is an avid a baseball player. He is the pitcher for his team. As a matter of fact, he is on several teams at the moment. He has tournaments Thursday through Saturday, or rather Sunday, on a regular basis now for the last few weeks. He noticed when he's throwing the baseball that his right shoulder begins to ache a bit more than usual. Period. New paragraph. He's here for evaluation today. He has not tried any medications, no anti-inflammatories. He is not taking any medication for pain, no steroids. He has not had any radiological intervention as well. Period. New paragraph. The arm does not hurt as long as he does not use that right arm by way of throwing a baseball. Period. New paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 116/58, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.1, oxygenating at 97%, current weight 142. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient did tell me he has not sustained any injury. There is no contusion. There is no fall. In fact, the only elicitation of pain that he feels is when he tries to throw that baseball. Period. New paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegalomasses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Period. New paragraph. Examination of that right shoulder. Symmetric with the left shoulder. There is no ecchymosis, no bruising. There is no point tenderness. There is no edema. Period. New paragraph. Normal in presentation. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. A right shoulder strain. Muscle strain related to a muscle overuse. Period. New paragraph. Patient will receive Motrin 800 milligrams three times a day as needed for pain, number 30, and a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. No radiological intervention has been done today because he has not taken any other steps by way of any medications over the counter or otherwise. He has not entered into a period of rest. I've advised him he must not use that shoulder for the period of next 2 weeks, monitor for symptoms of improvement, and then return to clinic in a couple weeks if not improved.